we feel like the parole board has a lot of pressure on them to release our people. It's obvious to us, we know they don't really want to just release them, but they got a lot of pressure on them, and they know that many people didn't kill that cop. But more importantly, they're seeing more and more that people around the world know it and are contacting them and are watching this case. So that's a lot of pressure. We don't know exactly what they're going to do. I mean, the best outcome is for all of my family to be released, but we're not going to be satisfied with that because we're also at the same time still working to pressure the courts to overturn their conviction and sentence. Because even if they are paroled, they will be on parole for the rest of their life because they have 100-year maximum sentences. And so we want the conviction and therefore the sentence overturned because we don't want them on parole for the rest of their life. That's a setup, you know? They can come to one demonstration or say one thing out their mouth or not do anything, really, and they can be set up to be rearrested and sent back to jail. So while, you know, we want them out, and if they are granted parole, they're not going to refuse it. You know, they're going to come home. But we're still pushing to get the conviction and sentence overturned.